Given community uneasiness, the mayor wanted to make certain the residents understood the official current assessment of any airborne radiation threat.
To let people know that there is no need for panic, no, certainly no need for concern at this time. We are feeling that very, very comfortable that the situation is not affecting Alaska, not affecting Anchorage, and certainly if it does, we'll get the word out.
Sullivan was flanked by someone who's responsible for precisely that, getting the word out to Anchorage residents if there is a major emergency. Kevin Spillers is the director of the municipality's Office of Emergency Management. He said currently there's no anticipated risk of radiation fallout for Alaska from the Japanese situation. And should the conditions worsen dramatically at the Fukushima plant and send dangerous levels of radiation skyward, Spiller says a ring of monitors will track the emission and determine the danger potential to Alaska and Anchorage.
The states increased their monitoring and detection activities along with the federal government. They keep us advised of the situation, and we monitor as well ourselves.
The Environmental Protection Agency announced that by the end of this week, it will have deployed 3 additional radiation monitoring units in Alaska, along with 2 each in Guam and Hawaii. The latter 2 locations will provide information closer to the radiation source. The 3 Alaska sites recording state conditions are Nome, Dutch Harbor, and Juneau. Unlike volcanoes or even tsunami alerts, Spiller said any radiation threat would likely come with an advance notice measured in days, not hours. Diane Engel, head of Anchorage's Department of Health and Human Services, also attended the press conference.
All indications are that there are no pending threats from the radiation exposure in Japan. By the time any radiation could reach this country, it would be very dispersed.
If the possibly approaching radiation was high enough to cause concern, again, the distance, expanded monitoring, and time would help Anchorage launch its response.
If for some reasons conditions changed and we needed to get information out, we would do so through the media. And the city has a plan which we exercise about how we could dispense medication to the population within 72 hours.
Engel says that plan includes, if needed, distribution of potassium iodide.
The strategic national stockpile does contain adequate supplies, and that would be able to be dispersed to us in the event of an emergency. People who are interested in learning more about that can do so on the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's website.
The potassium iodide could arrive in Anchorage within 10 to 24 hours. Like other health officials and medical personnel, Engel said people should not take potassium iodide until told by authorities to do so. Besides through the media, information and updates are available on the Anchorage Office of Emergency Management website, along with its telephone hotline, and the State Department of Health and Social Services, especially the radiological page. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.